This is Matt from the Man Cave. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching with your daily devotion for April the 29th. Guys, today is terribly windy. Did you see that? I'll pick that up later. Maybe I won't. Today we're going to be in the Psalm 63. And when we're talking about Psalm 63, I don't know if you know this or not, but I have three children and a beautiful wife. Psalm 63 happens to be my oldest son's favorite psalm. Okay, he absolutely loves this psalm. Verse 1, "Oh God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My body longs for you in a dry and weary land where there is no water." Verse 2, "I have seen you in your sanctuary and beheld the power of your glory. Because your love is better than life, my lips will glorify you." Verse 4, "I will praise you as long as I live, and in your name I will lift up my hands. My soul will be satisfied as with the richest of foods. With singing lips my mouth will praise you. On my bed I remember you. I think of you through the watches of the night. Because you are my help, I sing in the shadow of your wings. My soul clings to you. Your right hand upholds me. They who seek my life will be destroyed. They will go down to the depths of the earth. They will be given over to the sword and become food for jackals. But the king will rejoice in God. All who swear by God's name will praise him, while the mouths of liars will be silenced." Friends, that is such a powerful psalm, and I just love it. And I just love the fact that my three children, God saved them. Okay, God absolutely has done a work in their lives. He's matured them. He's helped to grow them. And they're all three standing on their own feet, meaning they don't have a relationship with God because of me. They have a relationship with God because of God. Early in the morning, they all read their Bibles. They seek the Lord. They pray. If they come to me and say, "Hey, Dad, can I do this?" Oftentimes, you know what I say? Ask the Lord. If he says yes, go for it. Okay. Son even memorized that whole Psalm 63, the entire Psalm. I go, really? I was like, okay, you know, because I don't know it by, you know, I was like, okay, give it to me. And he did it, you know. Not only that psalm, but he memorizes a lot of scripture. This one says, "You are my God, earnestly will I seek you." That word earnestly, it means this. I'm seeking you with passion. I'm seeking you with devotion. I'm seeking you for who you are, okay? I'm earnestly seeking, meaning there's a lot of things this world offers, but here's the thing. Those things shouldn't have a hold of you. Paul says that's all rubbish. That's all garbage. That's how he considered it. I consider growing in Christ and knowing who God is the most important thing in this life. Not only am I earnestly seeking you, that in verse 4, I'm praising you for who you are. God is glorious. He's wonderful. He deserves our praise. He deserves our honor. He deserves your life choosing correctly and living in obedience to him, honoring him. Jesus says, "If you love me, you'll obey." He goes on to say, "Because you are my help, I will sing in the shadow of your wings." And what are the wings talking about? Does God have wings? It's not talking about God having wings. It's talking about God's power. I'm going to sing to you underneath your power, underneath the canopy of your sovereignty, underneath the canopy of your providence, underneath who you are, high and lifted up, like Isaiah saw God. Listen to verse 9. "They who seek my life will be destroyed. They will go down to the depths of the earth. They will be given over to the sword and become food for jackals," meaning God is very jealous over his children. God is very jealous over his creation, those who he calls by name, those who hear the still small voice. He's jealous over you. He loves you with an everlasting love. He loves you with a perfect love, which is called agape, okay? He cares for you and cherishes you more than you'll ever know. Friends, it ends in verse 11 and it reads like this, "The king will rejoice in God. All who swear by God's name will praise him, while the mouths of the liars will be silenced." Friends, it's just an excellent, excellent psalm when you read it in its entirety and understand the depth of what is there. It is a gigantic gold nugget for our souls, for our spirits, for our livelihood. Hey friends, I can see why this is my son's favorite psalm, because it's encouraging, it's uplifting, and it's a warning for those who live a life that's contrary to the Word of God. And I tell you what, you ought to be reading the Proverbs and the Psalms every single day and getting those truths on the inside of you, okay? And if someone was to come up to you, could you tell them a verse that's your favorite verse or a favorite chapter in the Bible? And if not, here's the thing, I'm not down on you. Start cracking the Bible, okay? Start bringing a highlighter and highlighting those truths and highlighting those things that mean something to you, that come alive when you're reading them. And here's the thing, this comes alive when my son reads it, and it comes alive in my life now too when I read it, knowing that my son just loves this, that he memorized it, that his heart is for God, like all my children, okay? And friends, it's just something you want to incorporate into your life. There's a lot of things we need to get rid of in our life, but I've noticed in my life, it's the things that I brought into my life that have really changed me, okay? And it's those attitudes about serving God and loving God and obeying God and getting His Word on the inside, okay? Yeah, we can get rid of a lot of things in our life, our whole lives, so we can get rid of stuff, okay? But there's things, as we get rid of things, realize this also, there's things that we need to bring into our lives. And one is just getting this in here and in here. Hey, hope this helped you out. This is Matt from the Man Cave.